Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to the Disney Afternoon Buoy Recommendation and Discussion Podcast, where we talk about our favorite Disney animated series from the 90s and hope to take you on a memorable trip down Afternoon Avenue to discuss some classics that you definitely didn't miss. I'm your host, First Mate Slykick, and with me, as always, is Captain Spike. Today is April 1st, 2016, and this is Episode 1, DuckTales.
Woohoo!
Welcome, our beautiful and lovely listeners, to the Disney Afternoon Buoy podcast. So, as you could tell by the quacking that Captain Spike was doing, we are talking about the one and only DuckTales this week. You know, it's the greatest Disney Afternoon show. I mean, how else could we start out Disney Afternoon Buoy but with DuckTales, right?
Gargoyles.
So, you know, life is like a hurricane, and we're going to buckle in and do this thing. But first, we've got some news.
And our first piece of news here, this is dated March 7th, 2016. We have our first key art for the upcoming DuckTales Revival series. This is actually a really fantastic piece. I'm not quite sure who's responsible for the art itself, but it really seems flavored by, like, some of the old Disney comics adaptations from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Really great use of color, sort of like muted tones. I actually think it's a really fantastic piece. Of course, we're going to link you to this over on our website over at DisneyAfternoonBuoy.org.
DisneyAfternoonBuoy.org.
And I just definitely think that you should check this out. This is run on Entertainment Weekly's website.
Yeah.
It just really has me super, super, super excited for this reboot. Unfortunately, you know, no release date has yet been set, but it is expected to arrive on Disney XD in 2017, so please look forward to it. We also have word here of an upcoming TV Historical Society exploration of Disney. This is going to be hosted by Disney historian Scott Wolf. The presentation is called Walt Disney Creating Kingdoms, and it's going to be happening on March 28th. So this is something that's going to be really exciting. It's going to be taking place at Temecula here in California. And my understanding is that it will be archived for the internet. So please look forward to it.
Yeah, you know, since this is April 1st, we haven't quite yet. It's just, you know, this just happened. So, we don't really have a follow-up yet, but please look forward to that.
Excellent. I think that about does it for our news, though. So back to you.
So, yeah, let's get this party started. So it almost seems funny to talk about what DuckTales is, but, you know, here on Disney Afternoon Buoy, we try to both introduce these classic series to people who maybe aren't familiar with it, and also try to offer our perspective, you know, for the longtime fans like ourselves. So, DuckTales is a Disney animated series. It originally aired from September 18th, 1987 to November 28th, 1990.
Excellent. It had exactly 100 episodes spanning over four seasons.
Yeah, and you know, that itself is pretty notable. You know, traditionally, even to this day, a lot of Western animation, I mean, I guess we're getting away from that a little bit. Back in the day, particularly with Disney Afternoon, they would cap it at 65, and it doesn't matter how good of a series it was, you know, unless it was really, really top of the crop, they would cap it at 65, because that's like the magic number for syndication, so.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a magic number.
So, I mean, just the fact that DuckTales got 100 really is a testament to, you know, the quality of the show. So, DuckTales is an action-adventure show, you know, with a little bit of comedy sprinkled in, centering on Scrooge McDuck, who, you know, is Donald Duck's uncle, and the triplets, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, who are Donald Duck's nephews. So, notably, Donald Duck is not a major part of this show, but this
Well, in fact, you know, I sort of want to note that DuckTales is actually based on the Uncle Scrooge and other Duck comics that Carl Banks was writing, and that's, you know, why I would mention
Carl Barks.
I'm sorry, Carl Banks. LOL. And that's actually why I was saying, you know, the upcoming revival series, the art of it, from what we've seen, really harkens back to that comic book work. So I think that's really exciting. And again, you might be thinking, why is it Uncle Scrooge and his grandnephews? And that's sort of the answer, is that it spins out of the Uncle Scrooge books. That's why it's not a Donald-focused episode or series. And I think for a lot of people, Uncle Scrooge, at least people of a certain age, Uncle Scrooge ended up becoming more popular than Donald Duck was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, it's really interesting sometimes, you know, when we talk about these animated series that are adapted from print works, you know, sometimes there's wildly different, you know, things happening, but a lot of, you know, the core characters and stuff really came from this long running comic series, which, I mean, started way back in the 50s. So it had a really rich history to draw from. But I think the thing is, it also really tapped into, you know, what kids wanted to be watching in that late 80s, early 90s kind of, you know, turn of the decade, because you have to think, you know, for those of you who are maybe a little bit younger than Captain Spike and I, 80s cartoons, a lot of them were really low quality. I mean, you know, and that was not just for, you know, the animated movies. You know, Disney definitely had that renaissance in the late 80s as well. But even on TV, a lot of the, you know, early to mid 80s animated series on television were pretty dreadful. So just the fact that this was, you know, there was adventure. It was, you know, it didn't dumb things down for its audience, you know, so it really made it like a wider appeal. And, you know, Disney's always been really good at that as well. But I think that really just, you know, it kind of tapped into that zeitgeist of, you know, what kids wanted to watch at that time.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, that is what DuckTales is a little bit. Do you want to tell us about the sort of genre and tone of the show?
Yeah, so DuckTales focuses on Scrooge McDuck, who is the richest duck in the world. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit, not too in-depth here, because, you know, we try to not go super spoilerish here on Disney Afternoon Buoy. We really encourage you to go out and, you know, enjoy these series on your own. But Scrooge McDuck is the richest duck in the world. And, you know, that's a kind of a character aspect that's been his thing even before DuckTales. You know, it's like, oh, it's Uncle Scrooge. He's rich, you know. And what DuckTales focuses on is that he's always, like, looking for the greatest treasures and, you know, basically to grow his riches.
And while he is rich and greedy, I would also say one of the important parts of the TV series is that he is a loving and devoted family man.
Yeah, and I mean, he can be a little cranky. I mean, you know, he's Donald Duck's uncle, so of course he's kind of got a short temper, but, you know, he cares about his family for sure, and, you know, even being kind of a bit of a miser, you know, his name's Scrooge, like you said, still, I mean, he does have a heart, which, you know, is contrasted with some of the villains we'll talk about a little later. So,
well, and it's almost played as that direct contrast, where in a lot of ways he's not any better than the villains of the show in terms of how single-mindedly he pursues his wealth. But the thing that makes him different is that he also has a heart of gold.
He
in
does.
In addition to his many, many bags of gold.
Right. So, a lot of the episodes focus on travels around the world. And now, if you're familiar with the video game, the amazing Capcom video game DuckTales, it really does a good job of capturing that. But then there's also a lot of episodes that take place just within the town of Duckburg, you know, and kind of just like, you know, the different things going on in the civil atmosphere there. So I think that's something that, you know, I think when we think of DuckTales, we typically think of like the adventure and, you know, the globetrotting, but there were a lot of episodes that were just, you know, about the Beagle Boys doing stuff in, you know, trying to break into his vault where he goes swimming in his gold, which, by the way, do not actually try that. You will, like, break your bones.
All right, well, so I think at this next point in the show is where we talk typically about what we did and did not like about the series. And, you know, I'll start this off. One of my favorite things about DuckTales is that we got stories of, like, basically every genre of cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got, like, some superhero stories with, what was it, Gizmo Duck?
Gizmo Duck.
And that was also, you know, sort of sci-fi. We had, like, allusions to, like, vampire ducks and doing, like, spins on, like, horror, like, children adaptations of, like, spooky stories and stuff. You know, obviously there was a lot of the globe-trotting adventure. It was just, it was very varied. Like,
mm-hmm.
you didn't run into the problem that a lot of shows at that era would run into where, you know, it sort of gets a little bit boring. It all sort of runs into, like, every episode being the same. Gummy bears, I'm looking in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, something I really liked about DuckTales was just that, again, there was such a variety on display, and you never knew what you were going to get when you turned it on, other than, okay, this is going to be a good, half-hour show. But you never knew what you were going to get.
One thing that I really liked is that, you know, DuckTales, I mean, there were some one-shots, but typically, you know, there would be, like, 4 to 5 episode arcs for a lot of these things. So there was, like, definitely a continuity there that, you know, a lot of times when we think of Western animation, like, continuity, at least for a long time, was not a important thing for a lot of animated series. And, you know, we definitely saw a lot of that in the later 90s, definitely, with, you know, a lot of the stuff Cartoon Network was doing is kind of just, like, random, and Nickelodeon sometimes just did some random stuff. But there was a really strong sense of continuity, you know, and to the point where there was, you know, a movie tie-in, DuckTales the movie, The Treasure of the Lost Lamp, and, you know, that actually impacted the world of the series, you know. So, I mean, I thought that was really notable that, you know, there was that strong continuity that even within Disney afternoon shows, that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, definitely. Although they did have some shows with serial elements. Again, Gargoyles was straight up a serial.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, stuff like even like Darkwing Duck didn't have much in the way of overarching continuity.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, to some degree, DuckTales did, you know, right down to adding that awful little caveman duck in the later seasons.
Thank you, because talking about what we didn't like. I'm hesitant to say that DuckTales jumped the shark, because even with Bubba the Cave Duck, like, you know, it was not as bad as some, you know, like, typically, you know, shows in the 70s, 80s, 90s would jump the shark by adding, like, a cute child or whatever, it's hard for me to say that DuckTales jumped the shark, because I even think those episodes were still fine. It's just that I didn't think it was necessary to, like, add in the time travel elements, you know, and then have Bubba the Cave Duck. And, like, I mean, that just was a little bit far-fetched for me. I mean, even though they did go into space and stuff. But like I said, the later seasons also were the ones that had Gizmo Duck, and I loved Gizmo Duck.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Gizmo Duck was great. Also, you know, I want to call special shout out to, not that it's a particular thing, but I really enjoyed the DuckTales movie, Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Right, right.
I don't know if that played here theatrically, but
I'm pretty sure it did.
I didn't see it theatrically, but when I did eventually see it, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically, you know, it really fits in with the show. It's just like a, you know, extended episode, really, or, you know, kind of like an episode arc. It's great.
Yeah, it's something I actually still kind of QQ about, although less so since the series revival was announced. But, you know, initially there was plans for like another 3 movies that ultimately got canceled due to DuckTales the movie opening theatrically against that old John Ritter film Problem Child. And Problem Child was like the number one grossing picture for weeks.
Except DuckTales the movie is way better.
Right? And so, you know, DuckTales the movie, while it did earn back way more than its budget, it still wasn't the hit that Disney was hoping for, and so they actually canned the other planned movies at the time.
Yeah, it's such a shame.
Super shame. Which I guess that actually makes it a thing I like and thing I don't like.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have any more?
No, my biggest one was Bubba the Cave Duck. Like, I just... God.
All right, well then, would you like to move on to some production details?
Yeah, so the thing that's, you know, really interesting when you're comparing, like, Western animation to something like anime is that Western animation typically has, you know, they have like a lot more staff involved usually. I mean, this is, particularly with Disney, like there are so many directors on DuckTales for specific episodes that it's really hard to, you know, name them all. But I just want to highlight a few of them who were pretty prominent. And these are names that if you're familiar with other Disney afternoon shows, all of these directors I'm about to mention worked on other shows. And interestingly, a lot of the creative staff half we're going to be talking about today all work together on the Smurfs. So, you know, I mean, the Smurfs wasn't the best show, you know, also it wasn't Disney, but, you know, it was better than a lot of shows out there, you know, for the early 80s. So, really interesting that that's where a lot of them really kind of, you know, cut their chops, so to speak. So, the most prolific directors were Bob Hathcock, James T. Walker, Alan Zaslav, and Terrence Harrison. And, you know, most of them were there through the full duration. Bob Hathcock and James T. Walker joining in the second season, but each of them handling between 20 and 30 episodes each. So, you know, really the big bulk of it. And, you know, so chances are if there's a classic episode that you remember, it was probably one of those four. You know, and like I said, they definitely were involved in a lot of other Disney afternoon shows as well. And on a similar note, kind of the same thing with some of the writers. I just want to name off four of them. There's Ken Koontz, David Wymers, Jim Magon, and Bruce Tockington. And, you know, again, really kind of, you know, just cut their chops on, you know, a lot of the same things. And definitely names that I'm sure you'll be hearing on future episodes of Disney Afternoon Buoy.
Excellent.
Now, the music was done by Mark Mueller, who did a lot of these Disney Afternoon shows themes. And, you know, these were all, like, such iconic themes. I think, like, even for things, like, where I might have liked the theme song better than some of the shows in some cases. But, you know, DuckTales just, you know, I mean, how can you not do that? Not just the theme music, though. I mean, like, the incidental music was always top-notch on DuckTales.
Well, and he also did the music for Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Right, right. So, you know, just the music in DuckTales is just top-notch. I mean, you know, just super high quality. I mean, you know, I think one of the things about that makes a good animated score is just when it, like, adds to the action and the mood, you know.
And, you know, as I understand it, he also did the score for the remaster a DuckTales video game.
Yeah.
So that HD remaster that came out back in 2013 for the then current video game consoles was totally scored and voiced by all of the appropriate people.
Yeah, which is amazing. And I guess with that, we'll talk a little bit about some of the main characters. You ready for that?
Yes.
So I'm not, like I said, I don't want to get too in-depth about any of these because, you know, I really would like you to experience these characters for yourself, but Captain Spike, as you have any, like, if you have any tidbits you want to offer about these particular characters, please jump in. So, of course, we've got Uncle Scrooge. He is the richest duck in the world, and, I mean, I think he really kind of put it well that, you know, he is kind of miserly, but in the same way he cares about his family, you know, he's really got a heart of gold, and even if he can be stern, he really does care about the boys.
Oh, yeah, he cares so much. And, you know, something that I specifically want to call attention to is Scrooge McDuck's voice actor, Alan Young, is like 90-something years old right now. Unfortunately, still alive and still doing voice work for DuckTales projects. He did the voice of Scrooge McDuck in the remastered game. He has done voice work in some of the Mickey Mouse TV shorts that were done last year and this year that you can find over on YouTube. They're really good. And he continues to do this voice. He continues to be super gracious towards fans. He just has a real love of the character. And you can tell, you know, that he really puts his all into his voice acting of Scrooge McDuck. And I think that for me is such a big part of why Scrooge McDuck, who maybe isn't a character that you would generally think could carry a show, totally carries DuckTales.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you mentioned his voice actor because, I mean, DuckTales is one of those rare shows where I would definitely say you need to watch the English dub over any other language version because, I mean, the voices are just iconic, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So then, you know, I hate to lump them all together, but, you know, it's kind of for their decades and decades of history, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are they're a trio, you know? They all kind of go together, and it's almost kind of been, you know, the long-running joke that, you know, you're not really supposed to be able to tell them apart. And, you know, even trying to remember which one has which color, you know, is always kind of tricky. And then, you know, like, you know, in DuckTales it was consistent, but, you know, throughout the decades where Huey, Dewey, and Louie were present in, you know, different Donald Duck shorts, you know, sometimes they'd be all wearing the same color, you know, so, you know, there's always some sort of, like, ambiguity. But, I mean, like, those three, like, you know, sometimes they have, like, their squabbles, and, I mean, there were some episodes here and there where maybe, like, Louie would have, like, you know, the spotlight, or Dewey would have the spotlight, or Huey would be the focus, but overall, they were really just, like, really tight-knit. I mean, I can't speak because I am not a twin or a triplet, but, I mean, I really thought that, particularly when, you know, twins and triplets and stuff, that was kind of a big thing in entertainment in the 80s and 90s. Like, I thought that Huey, Dewey, and Louie, really were, like, one of the best sets of triplets on TV, definitely. And, like, they really had that strong bond, and, you know, they were a team. Like, they wouldn't, you know, they were always there for each other.
Excellent. Well said.
And then, I feel like sometimes this character does not get enough love, or sometimes people think that this character was annoying, but Webigail Vanderquack, better known as Webby, she was the adoptive, kind of the adoptive granddaughter. She actually was Mrs. Beakley, the maid's, grandniece, or I never remember the exact relation, but, you know, she was basically like, you know, because Huey, Dewey, and Louie were grandnephews to Scrooge, but he basically treated them like his grandchildren, and Webby was basically like a granddaughter, and, you know, there was definitely some times where she, you know, kind of had to be like, you know, speak up to be, you know, considered part of the group. Sometimes they'd be like, oh no, Webby, you know, girls can't do this, but I mean, she really, for me, what stuck out, you know, as a gay man, you know, really identifies with strong female characters. Webby, you know, really demanded, you know, to be right there in the adventures, and, you know, sometimes she would, like, you know, kind of be stubborn about it and, like, you know, stow away or whatever, but, you know, I thought she was adorable, and, you know, sometimes, like, you know, these, like, cutesy characters can kind of be, they can go either way, but, I mean, I always loved Webby. What about you?
I adore Webby. She's one of those characters that I think at the time, as a young boy, I was, like, kind of over it .com, but definitely, like, looking back, I think she's one of the strengths of the show, really, that she is a female character, particularly in a time before those kinds of shows were really working to empower those types of characters and give them agency. But no, she has agency in spades. I think she's a really positive role model for kids. And I'm a fan overall.
Right. I think she really was the precursor for, you know, not Disney, but Warner Brothers with Babs Bunny and Dot Warner. You know, I think she really laid the groundwork for that. And then the last main character I want to talk about before we quickly cover some villains is Launchpad. I mean, Launchpad was always my favorite. He's, you know, the pilot who's a little bit clumsy and kind of, you know, a little bit dumb, you know, for lack of a better word, but, you know, didn't know how to land the plane ever. But, you know, just so loyal and so reliable, and, like, you know, he would do anything for Scrooge and the family, and, like, you know, Scrooge, you know, kind of would be like, oh, you know, you idiot, or whatever, but, you know, Scrooge really considered him in a lot of ways like a son, which, you know, I'll get a little bit more into Launchpad with the, you know, some of the favorite moments as we wrap up the discussion, but one of my favorite arcs or, you know, episodes involves Launchpad and his family, and so, yeah, I'll get back to that, but, you know, before I ask you quickly about your thoughts about Launchpad, you know, Launchpad was so popular that he later was, you know, moved over to Darkwing Duck as the sidekick. So, you know, that was just, you know, I always remember at the time just, you know, he was my favorite. There's just something really likable about him. And, I mean, but clearly he was a fan favorite because, you know.
Well, he was like the breakaway character for this show.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add about Launchpad?
Not so much other than just, you know, runaway breakout character.
Yeah. So there were a couple of core villains in the DuckTales show. And like you were saying, Scrooge is kind of just as greedy. But what sets apart his greed from the greed of the villains is that he will always, you know, put family first. You know, there's times where he, like, is the second richest duck in the world, which in the specific I'm talking about in comparison with Flintheart Glomgold, you know, was one of those characters from the Uncle Scrooge comics. And Flintheart Glomgold is at various times the second richest duck and the richest duck in the world. And he was basically just always trying to find a way to get richer than Scrooge. I mean, I wouldn't say he's evil, but, you know,
he's definitely a bad guy.
Definitely a bad guy. Very unlikable. But, you know, sometimes reluctantly kind of working with Scrooge. But, you know, but I would say almost out of all the villains, villains. He's the least evil, but he's not my favorite villain because that would go to Magicka Dispel. Magicka Dispel is a sorceress who, you know, just she's kind of like a spooky vampirous duck. And I mean, you know, that's definitely what you were saying with a lot of the, you know, kind of horror or spooky elements would tie in. If there was like a Transylvania episode or whatever, she was usually involved. And like, I just loved her. I remember just, she was pretty campy. So, I mean, that might be as a gay man, like, what the appeal was, but, you know, I love that she was always trying to, you know, like, get Scrooge's lucky dime, and she was like, oh, Scrooge McDuck.
Harnessing the magic of the lucky dime.
Yeah. And then the Beagle Boys were, so the thing about the Beagle Boys is that they were just a group of criminal brothers led by their mother, and, you know, they were kind of mama's boys, and they're pretty incompetent. So a lot of times where we had Duckburg focused episodes, so the Beagle Boys would usually be the focus there, and they were pretty incompetent, but, you know, a lot of times the source of a lot of comedy as well.
Yeah.
So I want to get this wrapping up. I want to get this wrapped up, but I want to hear, Captain Spike, what are some moments or some highlights of the series for you?
Well, so obviously anything Gizmo Duck.
Yes.
But I am going to say, you know, I'm actually going to break away a little bit from expectation. I'm going to say for me, the thing that most made me a DuckTales fan was really that Capcom NES game.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when you look at the remastered version from 2013, where it actually has like a whole story that plays out. So you're basically playing an interactive
DuckTales episode of DuckTales. It's amazing.
Like, it's fantastic. It's so good. Otherwise, you know, I would just say generally my favorite episodes are the ones with Magicka Dispel. I love creepy, gothy stuff. And, you know, this is definitely like the Disney Afternoon version of that creepy, gothy, magical focus. So definitely. Oh, yeah. What about you?
So my favorite episode, and you know, there's so many to choose from, but I love the one because Launchpad is kind of estranged from his family, and so there's this one episode where we meet his family, and they're like doing like an air show, and you know, like they end up all working together, but like Launchpad kind of realizes that his family is more with, you know, the McDucks. So I thought that was really touching, kind of like, you know, how I said Scrooge kind of treats Launchpad like a son. But yeah, I mean, I definitely anything with Gizmo Duck as well, just really fun. And you know, there's so many other fun characters too that are a little more minor. I mean, Gyro Gearloose, I guess, is really pretty significant too. He's like inventing, he was the inventor of Gizmo Duck, so I think we really maybe should have mentioned him with main characters. But
oh, I think I called him Gyro Duck because I meant Gizmo, but I was thinking of his name, Gyro.
Well, but now Fenton was the duck who actually wore the Gizmo Duck suit. But
yeah, no, Gyro, I know that. Yeah. I was just saying I was transposing their names.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, just so many memorable parts. Like you said, the movie, like I consider them, sometimes when we, you know, talk about animated series, like the movies are kind of like separate, but I really think it's appropriate to, you know, tie it in because it really was just like an extra mini series really of DuckTales. So with that, anything else?
No, I actually just wanted to know where you think is the best place to watch this.
Well, I think your best bet is probably to hop on something like Amazon. The 25th anniversary DVD sets were released in 2013, and you can get those for about like $10 new.
Excellent.
And unfortunately, the fourth season has not yet been released.
Oh.
I'm hoping that we're with 2017 new DuckTales that we might get, you know, a Blu-ray release or something. So fingers crossed. So what's interesting is that as far as video on demand, that in 2013, around that, 25th anniversary time, DuckTales was on Amazon Prime Video. But unfortunately that is not an option anymore. However, for our listeners over in Denmark, Finland, Norway, or Sweden, you can check out season one on Netflix. So, I mean, that was the most recent data I had was from end of December. So, you know, hopefully that's still available for our friends over in Scandinavia.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
All right. Well, I think it's time for What's Up.
I said, hey, what's going on?
All All right, this week in Disney Afternoon Watching, I have been watching Gargoyles. I'm really looking forward to making Slaggy do a Gargoyles buoy, and in order to do that, I need to make sure I have seen every episode again. A lot of these earlier episodes I hadn't seen since they originally ran on Disney Afternoon and later Disney Saturday Morning, so it's been really fun to revisit, and I'll probably even read the comic books again after I've gotten up to the second episode of Season 3.
Awesome.
What about you?
Well, lately... I've been trying to, it's been a little bit of a slow burn, but I've been trying to give Tailspin another try. Like, I've never had quite the love for Tailspin as other people did, but, I can definitely appreciate the elements that were there. Like, I don't know, like, inevitably we're going to get to an episode of Disney Afternoon Buoy about Tailspin, but I almost felt like kind of like DuckTales did it better, you know, like with the adventure and stuff. But, you know, I can kind of see it. Like, I still think Rebecca is a bitch. Sorry, I don't like using that word. But, yeah. So that's been about it. So I guess, we're already at the time where we've got to start wrapping this up.
Indeed.
So, we love your feedback. We really appreciate your listenership. We like your iTunes subscriptions, your ratings and reviews. We appreciate your listenership over on Stitcher Radio. We like your Facebook likes, and we effing love Twitter.
We effing love Twitter.
Yeah, so please, keep in touch with us. And we just want to really thank you for listening. But before we do that, we wouldn't be here podcasting about Disney Afternoon if it weren't for the amazing support we have from fellow podcasters. So can you give us some shout-outs, Captain Spike?
Of course. As ever and always, my first shout-out goes to Girls Gone Wild Star, where you can get a female's perspective on a moderately well-liked free-to-play MMO, as well as Orange Juice Radio, from whom I drink ever so many of my juice. We'd also like to point you in the direction of Brony Pride, my show with Shayna Lenko, where we discuss Friendship is Magic and the original My Little Pony series it's based on. We like to talk about our various gigantic toy collections and what we expect in upcoming adaptations of future seasons. You should also take a look at the Death Star Trash Compactor podcast, the Star Wars podcast you hope doesn't give you a bad feeling. I'd also like to point you in the direction of the Danish Butter Cookies podcast, which does what it says on the tin, along with their sister podcast S Club Nation, a podcast focusing on Britain's precious pop stars. And last but never, ever, ever least, Shoots, Ladders, and Podcast, a board game podcast for the common child. Actually, last
I was
and
about
least,
to read. I was
complimenting
about
to... is essential. The podcast where we speak politely and say nice things about drag queens, featuring myself, Slagkick, and Rob Roberts from Orange Juice Radio. Slaggy, we want to go a place?
Well, first, I want to pour out a 40 one more time for the award-winning podcast about saving without scrimping with an LGBT twist. You know, the word from their moms. I'm, of course, talking about Coupon Club. You know, they were just serving a really valuable space out there in the podcasting realm. And, you know, I don't really know where I'm going to go now to get the hottest tips on the best Groupons. I really tune in week after week to, find the best deals. But moving on, I'd like to direct you to Direct-to-Video Realness, a weekly dose of bargain bin chit-chat among friends, as well as Game Bar, the gay video game dairy cow companion and a part of the country crock. I, of course, would be remiss to not mention the Jockey Jockeys. That's, of course, Ruben and DJ, who are two LGBTQ horse racing gamblers. who love jockeys and love talking about them.
And I wouldn't mind seeing them in their jockeys.
I was just thinking that girl. Ooh. Of course, I'd love to direct you to Blanca Podcast, Un Podcast Sobre El Street Fighter Brasileño, and the Xbox Wub Club, your place for Doritos, Dew, and Dubstep. And I've got to shout it out to our Disney Afternoon Buoy super fans, Crystal and Dan, over at the Buenos Dias Said Podcast, where they level up their Spanish language skills and discuss the daily grind on a non-daily schedule. So with that, I want to thank you so much for spending some time here talking about one of my favorite cartoons of all time. As you can tell, I'm really passionate about DuckTales. Disney Afternoon just really holds such a special place in my heart. So thank you again for tuning in. Captain Spike, any last words?
When in trouble, you call DW.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely coming. So with that, keep watching.
Keep watching.
Keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
And quackaroony.
Let's get dangerous. All right, let's do it to it. The mics are hot.
This is everything.
Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to the Disney Afternoon Buoy. Disney Afternoon.
Here, give me 1 second. I'll write something out for you.
No, it's Disney Afternoon Buoy, Disney Afternoon, no, Disney 90s animated series podcast. Disney 90s. What? How did I phrase it for? Well, yeah, that's what I had written, but I... Okay. So oh, yeah, I mean, first... welcome our...
Then do ahoy, mateys. Welcome to...
Okay, and lovely and beautiful listeners is after we say this is episode...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to the Disney Afternoon Buoy Recommendation and Discussion Podcast, where we talk about our favorite Disney animated series from the 90s and hope to take you on a memorable trip down Afternoon Avenue to discuss some classics that you definitely didn't miss. I'm your host, First Mate Sidekick, and with me, as always, is Captain Spike. Wow! Today is April 1st, 2016, and this is Episode 1, DuckTales. Woohoo! If you couldn't tell from that quackering that Captain Spike was doing. So, this week, we're going to be talking about DuckTales. Welcome again. Sorry, I just need to do it one more time. Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to the Disney Afternoon Buoy Recommendation and Discussion Podcast, where we talk about our favorite Disney animated series from the 90s and hope to take you on a trip down... Fuck. Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to... Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Just keep...
Blathering blatherskites.